Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
How many times should you pray the same prayer and ask God to do the same thing before He hears you? Once, twice, or day after day until you get what you're asking for? Tough question, right? There are times when something bothers you and you pray about it. Nothing seems to happen, so you pray again and again. Or you may give up entirely, thinking you don't know the right words, or else you think, well, this may work for others, but not for me. Jesus, anticipating that this would be one of the issues of concern for us, told a story about a widow who lived in a certain town. In this town, there was a judge who cared neither for God or for people. Luke the physician records the story in the passage found in our Bible in Luke 18. Someone had taken advantage of this widow. Jesus told us about it. So she went to a judge and asked for justice. For some time, he was indifferent and he refused to deal with the situation. Day after day, the woman came back with the same request. Finally, the judge relented. He said, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." Jesus prefaced the story saying that the disciples should always pray and not give up. You may say, okay, should we, like the widow, keep on knocking on heaven's door until we get an answer? First, let me point out a couple of things which you need to know. The picture of the judge who is indifferent and guilty of catering to the rich and famous isn't a true picture of our Heavenly Father, who has no respect of persons whatsoever. Money and prestige don't open the door to the throne room of heaven. Furthermore, I think it can be fairly said that God is on the side of the little widow, the insignificant person who is denied justice and fairness in our world today. Why? That's His nature. The picture of the widow who has to try with great difficulty to get justice out of a corrupt system isn't really a valid picture of how prayer works. The New Testament says clearly prayer is based on the relationship of a child with a father. Make a note of Galatians 4. It tells us we are adopted by our Heavenly Father. We become His children through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Now let's go back to the original question. How many times must you ask God to do something before you know He's heard you? Let me ask a second question. When you were a child, how many times did you have to ask your father for something before he responded to you? Once you got his attention, he answered you, right? Always gave you what you wanted, right? No. Sometimes he loved you too much to relinquish and give you what you asked for. There are times, friend, when you need to prevail in prayer, asking God to do what you feel is His will. You sense you have connected with heaven, but you don't have the answer. From that point on, you don't need to keep asking for the same thing, but begin to thank Him in advance for His answer and wait patiently for Him to do what you have asked. Jesus put it, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." And then again He said, "Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." When you know that God has heard you, you can rest in that confident assurance His will be forthcoming, and you will eventually get a clear answer. It happens. It really does.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.